Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is for the exclusive use of Financial Supermarkets member institutions. It begins now.
Greetings, FSI member institutions. I'm Dave Martin, and I am happy to be back with you for a few minutes today to share some thoughts about the fundamentals of building a productive sales and service culture. Now, to be honest, I've been in lots of conversations over the past week or so about fundamentals. I spent several days on the road with my youngest son at a regional basketball tournament. We spent hours in an 8-gymnasium field house, and there was nothing but basketball games going on. Well, okay, there were basketball games being played by the younger folks, and basketball philosophies being discussed and debated with some of us older guys. I probably get a little more enjoyment than I should from finding folks around my age who want to commiserate about the lack of fundamentals with today's younger players. Knowing that I'd cited an NBA coach on that matter before, I searched my online archive and remembered that it was Byron Scott, then the coach of the LA Lakers. Scott complained, "No one boxes out for rebounds anymore." When asked why he thought that was, he said, "AAU. I hate AAU." Now, for the coach of one of the most iconic professional teams in the world to lament his own team's lack of fundamentals struck me as kind of humorous. But I understood his frustration. I've shouted the same thing scores of times in recent years while coaching and watching my son's basketball games. But his comment struck a nerve with me about more than sports. I believe the main point behind it is relevant in business as well. Scott suggested that young, talented players are no longer being taught the fundamentals of the game. They simply rely on athleticism and natural talent. They take things for granted because they're better than the competition around them. But when these players eventually run into competition with as much or more talent, their lack of fundamentals hurts them and their teams. At a certain level, natural talent no longer differentiates. Everyone out there is talented. Scott's statements got me thinking about our industry as well. There are a lot of smart, talented folks out there competing for the same customers and members, and they're all good, and they all want to win. But some are more fundamentally sound in their practices than others. Like the player who understands that boxing out for a rebound increases his chances of success, bankers who are committed to the fundamentals of productive service and sales cultures likewise improve their prospects. Too many folks get overwhelmed with the idea of developing a sales culture. They believe that having a sales culture means that they will be having sales conversations during every interaction with store customers. I'd respectfully suggest that, fundamentally, that's not a sound approach. The healthiest and most productive sales cultures are built first upon service cultures. We don't so much make a sale as much as we earn a sale through our actions before we ever ask for new or expanded business. We earn a cross sale by being exceptional day in and day out with what customers or members ask us for. We earn the right to ask potential customers or members for their business after showing them courtesy and respect and paying them the compliment of actually listening to them. It may be as simple as consistently welcoming customers and members with a smile, using their names in conversations, and sincerely thanking them for their business. It could also be checking in with your better customers to get caught up and make sure they're happy. It might be handing out business cards as often as possible and making a point of introducing yourself to folks you don't know. And something as complicated as simply letting people know you'd love to have them as customers or members has been known to work wonders as well. Yeah, I know. Real rocket science, right? Work hard. Be nice. Politely ask for the opportunity to serve them in the future. Healthy sales cultures are fundamentally built upon a team being focused on providing the type of service and engagement levels that make asking for a person's business not so much a sales pitch as an offer to provide a fundamentally better option for their banking needs. How fundamentally sound will your team's approach be this month? Until next time, FSI member institutions, I'm Dave Martin, wishing you and your teams continued success. Have a great day.
The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work of Financial Supermarkets Incorporated. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.